Industry logistics. Why do we talk about it? Doesn't it just happen? Just get it done. Well, from a business perspective, as we all know, when it comes to logistics, just to move one car can be, well, that can make or break the day with a customer, the relationship, and future business. So we're focused on that one car that's difficult. We're going to talk about carriers, brokers, and tech and more on ATI Auto Business. Stay tuned. It's going to be interesting. Welcome back to ATI Auto Business. My name is Jay. Mic check 1, 2, 3. Let's do this. I've got a co-host every Thursday. It's now Industry Logistics because Sue.
Yes.
Do we do much dispatching?
I don't know. We haven't really done dispatching in what? I mean, now 6, 8 months, maybe longer.
Why? And why do you think that is?
Well, honestly, the loads suck. That might be one of the reasons.
Okay.
And two, I think people just are more interested in the things that are going on more than dispatching. I think they figured the dispatching part out. We give them hints and tips along the way. That's really what they need. And then the rest is whatever else we're dealing with out there in the big bad world.
You got asked, didn't Super Dispatch ask you, you know, that video you made, what is there to dispatching, right?
Right, that was for Women's International Day. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when you're asked, what is there to dispatching, do you come up with a long list of stuff?
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Right? I mean, I've got a whole book that I give out when I'm, teaching people how to dispatch.
Okay, perfect. Me too. My training course is 9 hours long.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
But who cares?
Well,
isn't that the problem?
Yeah, probably.
Would it be the same as like a terminal manager saying, hey, I got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. People are like, yeah, but just do it, right?
Yeah.
Just get it done.
Well, yeah, if it was all that easy.
I heard we were right before we went live. I heard you say, don't tell me who and don't tell me where, but something about, because aren't you hoping a driver will be somewhere at a certain time and that's not going to happen?
Yeah.
That's one car. That's one driver. One location.
Yeah.
And how much trouble will that cause you?
Well, I don't think that one's a Copart one, so I think we're okay. And this is one of my brokered cars. If it was one of my drivers, it would make it even worse because then that means I'm going to miss the next leg of the load that I'm working on already, you know, that kind of thing. But yeah.
Exactly. And that's logistics.
Yeah.
Again, I know nobody cares, right? You know what? You know what really sucks? March Madness just started.
Yeah.
And we're up against March Madness. That's brutal. Here's my bracket. And Michigan, Mississippi is playing right now. And I picked Michigan.
Okay.
Now, in the future, none of this will matter. It probably doesn't matter right now. Let's get to some news. Here we go. And honestly, my idea was to make this a quick show.
Uh-huh.
You think that's going to happen?
No. Well, it depends.
When's the last time we had a quick show?
Oh, well, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah. So we usually find something else to talk about.
That's actually one of the things that I like about this show is that I have done shows. Tuesday night, I'm going to make a show about me.
Okay,
I'm going to talk a little bit more about, you know, Hollywood and things like that. And
how you ended up.
It sounds real glitzy, but I have made a lot of freaking shows.
Yeah.
And some shows were stinkers from the get-go. You just know. if you're a few minutes in and you're ready to wrap,
mm-hmm.
You have a stinker.
Time to go.
Yeah. And if it's all inside jokes, see, that's another thing I'm going to say it. This is not a show about hats or cats. Okay? Those are inside jokes. If we made a show about inside jokes, which apparently that's the problem with dispatching, it's just us.
Yes.
So we're going to focus on industry logistics. And why do we talk about it? I mean, there seems to be a lot of words coming out of our mouth. Is there any progress? Does it matter? You know, there's a lot of industries out there that focus on cokers, carriers, brokers, and tech. Think of all the tech companies just in tech. The companies in tech logistics. Oh my gosh. And if you think of the market cap of the amount of business done just in broker tech, in automotive, we're in the millions. We're not in the billions.
Yeah.
Maybe one day. But let's play a game. I'll name a company, you name a company. We're talking tech, auto transport, logistics companies, go.
Super Dispatch.
Okay, perfect. Central Dispatch.
One Dispatch. Well, it's not anymore.
Yeah. Oh, no. Holly. It still counts.
Okay, Holly.
All right, Holly, Run Buggy.
AutoSled.
Ship Your Car Now. SYCN Logistics.
ACV. Thank you, Janice.
Ship.cars.
Oh, crap. Carship.io.
Cars Arrive. You guys playing at home?
Now we're down to the RPM.
Nobody's in the live chat. RPM, that's a good one. I was just going to say, I'm going to say Carvana because that counts. Yeah, Carvana counts. I know this is, it shouldn't be hard.
We're whittling it down.
But we've got
Metro
several.
Logistics, Assertus.
Oh, Assertus, that's a good one. All right, then I'm going to say Montway because they've got, what's the name of their tech?
Cart.
All I can think of is Load RPM.
No, all I can think of is Carship.io, and it's not that either.
I know.
What?
What's the tech for Motley?
Yeah, what's it called?
Ship.cars.
Ship.cars.
Yeah, but that's not what they talk. It's a port MAP. MAP. Oh. See, okay, well, everything we just said. Okay, right there, if you add up all the revenue and expense and investment, holy moly. We're into, Central Dispatch is saying $100 million coming this year. But if you add, you're probably at $500,000 right there.
Right.
That's just auto transport technology.
Yeah.
Actually, if you add it all up, you might be close to $1 billion.
Yeah. Maybe. I think you're closer. Yeah.
And so that is a reason why we talk about this show stuff. Actually, I'm working on a new ecosystem. I'm working on a new industry logistics ecosystem pie because I created the one for automotive ecosystem. Mm-hmm. Here, let's take a look at that real quick. I know. Look at this. We're already 8 minutes in. You guys can't do a short show. Lies. OEM dealer auction transport, remarketing, fixed stops, compliance operations. Now, I keep updating this because, I want to get it right. And there's always another version of software. I mean, this is my software. This is a work in progress. But it's interesting. It paints a pretty interesting picture. And our lives touch all of these in ways, whether we think about it or not. I took equipment off because equipment's going to go on the industry logistics pie. All right, let's keep going. That was me with my LinkedIn post. That was the old Dispatching Live stuff. That was the in-transition Dispatching Live stuff. I got rid of the robots, too, because now we're all robots. I said I'm rebranding. The Tuesday night show is automotive ecosystem. The Thursday show is industry logistics. If you're a business, I want this content to be easier to consume as a business. Because businesses are busy. The word busy is in the word business. And I'm really sorry about that last show with those technical difficulties. That blew. Because that was a good show. And I didn't do it. I don't know how it happened, but I think it's fixed.
Okay.
If it's not fixed, please say hello in the live chat. Say, oh my God, things going crazy. I don't think anyone's saying anything in the live chat, which is fine. Silence usually means either listening or running. It's one of the two. But anyways, there was some good stuff in that show. We talked about trade shows. We talked about marketing. Dang it. So we're going to bring Justin back, actually, in a couple weeks and do a big show.
Never asked me about the other one either.
Talked about the ecosystem. See, it's already changed. keeps on changing. Okay, transparency. Transparency came up Tuesday night. Transparency continues to pop up. Transparency is why we're the neutral zone, for better or worse. Anybody who watches ATI knows this is a little different. It's not about hats, and it's not about cats. It's about business, and it's not biased. It's not for everybody, especially if you're really into hats and cats. Show Me the Truck is next.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know.
Huh.
I know. It's actually a really interesting idea. I think it's a sleeper, too.
Yeah, up in the top.
Right?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. That'd be weird, but yeah, that's what it looks like.
Now,
else could it be?
You know, the average person might say, well, what are we looking at? Sue, what are we looking at? We're looking at
I don't think this is a
a single car sleeper car hauler.
Yeah, but see, and the sleeper part is what's throwing me off. I'm just thinking he's maybe the end of the mile kind of guy that's luring it to the local person they sold it to or something. But I can't imagine you're making enough money traveling across country with a sleeper unit with one car.
He should rename it Super VIP, Open Long Hauler.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're right. It should be enclosed if he's got a sleeper unit. You would think that's
why. Yeah. I'm never seen sure this configuration.
One. Neither have I.
Right now, somebody at Cottrell's like, oh my God, that's a great idea.
Ram 3500 is what I think it says on the side, too.
That was a joke. Sorry, Cottrell. My bad.
How are you getting into that sleeper unit? Just out of curiosity. And then you got any ideas?
Here's the load from the. Well, I don't know.
I think there's a little hole?
Yeah, there's a hole in it. There's a hatch, like a submarine.
Yeah.
Looks good from the back.
Yeah.
I mean, it's legit. It's just.
And it's not a very big. I mean, you're not putting a big truck on there either. Look how close that is to the end.
That's what I was thinking, too.
I ain't no 3,500 or nothing like that fitting on that sucker.
But he looks happy.
Yeah, I mean, he looks fine.
Oh, it's really interesting.
Did someone send that in or you found it?
Yeah, I can't remember where this came from. I think someone sent it in. People send stuff. If you want to send stuff, you know, you can send it to, what you want to do is you can either go to the website, ATI Auto Business, you can send me an email, autotransportintel@gmail.com. Let's see. Ken says, is he a last mile direct to consumer transport?
That's what I'm thinking too.
autotransportintel@gmail.com. That's the email. Super VIP, well noted. That's funny. Thanks. So cool.
It's super VIP.
Appreciate you guys. Really do. Let's do a shout out in the live chat. I can't say it enough about how much I love seeing you guys show up in the live chat. 925 Logistics, hey, what's Danny. Going on? Danny B, Ken Collins. K. Ziodulev. Really means a lot. Thank you, guys. Whether you're watching live or on demand. So, okay. I know. This was Dan's idea. Actually, Dan would say it was my idea. Let's just keep moving. That's shocking. But it will be shocking when you show up and, you know, some of that's laying on the ground. Right?
Yeah, that's a Camaro, isn't it?
That's a good one to load. So Dan, you know, Dan, oh yeah.
Oh, it was, it's, that's a, yeah, that's a Copart car.
That's nice. Yep, you know you're in, for a ride when the airbag's deployed. And go ahead and make, and you know that's on the dispatch sheet, please make sure to pick up fender.
They do that too.
I know.
And take pictures of it while you're there so I can make sure that you really got my stuff.
And I think if you load it in the back seat, they don't like that.
Yeah, but you know, that's the thing. Sometimes you don't have a choice. So I'm going to put it inside your car and we're not responsible.
Totally. If you show up in like a Stinger.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with it?
Exactly.
I know, it's crazy.
And they don't want to pay any extra to pull that stuff.
Oh, God,
either.
No. Oh my God. No. This is where
we buy junk cars. I love it.
Even Tuesday night, It came up, the online auction, we're talking about how CRs, you know, sellers will use CRs as kind of a defense mechanism of like, oh yeah, no, we didn't know that. We didn't know the fender was on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is funny.
Love it.
That
is funny. In recovery.
We buy junk cars because we have them. We drive them. Yeah, it's another angle. Thanks, Dan. I mean, and you know, you get a lot of, there's a lot to, right? Just that tire situation is going to be a good time, right?
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's
You're good. Not doing over the tire strap on that.
No.
I mean, you can, but. And then why not? Somebody has a. But you know why this is relevant? You're going to find it on the load board.
Right? Probably.
Hey, maybe we could throw a pinball machine in the back of that thing.
Maybe throw some laundry in there so we can do that.
Grab
too
a parakeet.
Yeah.
Hey, did you get the memo? All right. You sent me this. Attention, all cars arrive transporters.
Yes.
Cars arrive dispatchers will not accept load rate increase requests. So are they getting a lot of that, you think?
I thought
it was $50 less. I didn't know they asked for more.
Well, I know there are some loads that you can always ask for more money, but the ones that they always want you to ask for more money are the ones that have no keys, don't run and drive, that kind of thing. What I'm getting from this is just don't call. We don't want to talk to you. Just don't call.
Just don't call. Oh, my gosh.
That's what I read.
Well, here's what I'm going to say. I think that's an interesting perspective because that is kind of the industry. Just don't call, right?
Pretty much, that's where it's coming.
Just
to.
Get it
they
done.
I don't want to talk to anybody anymore.
Yeah. Stop with the.
They're hiring less people so that we can do all AI. I mean, basically, that's where it's going.
And this is not a knock against a company. I think it enter company name and you're going to see this.
Yeah,
right?
This is the same for everybody. Yeah. I agree.
Accept the load at the posted rate or place a bid on the icon. That's it. Don't call.
Yeah.
Yeah. Going forward, it says, please, no, going forward, if you call, they will no longer be able to raise the rates over the phone.
Yeah.
You have two choices, as mentioned above.
Accept it or bid on it if
best
it is a
bid. Wishes. Yeah.
Yeah, best wishes.
Best wishes. No, it's great. And that's, again, this is an industry logistics public service announcement. Can you direct me to one of your videos showing how to request a car shipment and how the car owner or broker will approve my request and what paperwork I produce a BOL for the car dealers and the DOT? I found this really interesting because the question knows enough, but as actually asking, does that video exist? How to request a car shipment? Wow. Like, because that's not straightforward either. Right?
No, I mean, because it depends on who it is. I mean, they all have different rules and to get a car.
So, I mean, that'd be like a 10-video series. Calling,
because we'd want to discuss
a Copart,
each broker.
Calling a business, calling a resident, calling a broker, calling a dealer.
Yeah, I think he's asking about getting the actual load. Yeah, so.
But, and then what
broker,
paperwork?
Shipper, importer.
Oh,
yeah,
wow, the BOL?
Yeah.
I say call Super Dispatch.
Know right. that. Yeah. I had two companies a couple weeks ago did not produce a BOL and said they did not know they were supposed to have a BOL, even though it's all in my paperwork. But as I explained to them, the FMCSA requires you to have it. And they're like, really? I'm like, yeah, that happens on a regular still to this day. People not using them. Kind of sad.
I got to tell you, I don't have it, but I just saw this video where, like, a DOT inspector or whoever, there was like four black Escalades. I think it's DOT.
Uh-huh.
Had a guy stopped a flatbed and they were checking his fuel to see what color it was.
Really?
Because they're looking for red dyed diesel. And I thought,
what?
Yeah.
You mean like farmer diesel or?
Yeah.
Like they. Because you can get in trouble for using it if you're not a farmer, but I
right.
Good Lord, four of them for that?
I'm telling you, I thought, oh my God, that is so real. You know, yes, I saw the photo, and it wasn't staged. And the guy was real. He's So what are you doing today? I'm checking the fuel, checking the color of your diesel. And I thought, my God, we have lost our minds.
Yeah.
You got 4 black Escalades out there to check a flatbed's diesel, the color of his diesel. And if it's the wrong color, it's because he didn't pay enough taxes on the proper diesel. And
what, are you going to get a ticket? Dude,
whoa.
That's all it is, right? It's a ticket, right? It's not like they're going to run him to jail.
I don't know.
It's a felony charge?
Probably. That's why compliance is the worst thing to talk about. I mean, everybody knows this.
Tell me it was something like there's a false thing in there and there's cocaine in the bottom.
Right. Like no, that'd be fine. No, good. You're good to go. You got immigrants in there? Good deal. Whoa, that was...
Oh, man.
Yeah. You got to back off of that, Jay. Don't do politics. Speaking of, okay, so home buyers can sue brokerages over real estate. Did you hear this?
No. What's this about?
This is weird. Okay, first I'm going to go to roll the video. This is outside of... But, you know, sometimes sometimes the best way to learn something about your industry is to look at somebody else and think of what are they talking about. Here we go. We should be good.
Not is it, and clearly a huge win for consumers.
This is definitely a big win for consumers. How big of a change and how fast of a change it's going to be, I think.
I can't hear anything.
Oh, you can't hear it. Okay, hang on one second. Did they change this too? There's always... Well, you can't hear it. Really? I hate that. Oh, here we go. It's a Zoom thing. Check, check. Here we go. Take two.
And clearly a huge win for consumers.
Now you can hear it. Right.
This is definitely a big win for consumers. How big of a change and how fast of a change it's going to be, I think, remains to be seen. But for now, we're looking at a lot more flexibility and negotiability for both home buyers and home sellers. So the seller's agent's fee and the buyer's agent's fee are now completely separate. And so if you're a home seller, you should absolutely feel free to say to your agent, look, what are you charging? Why are you charging that? How much work are you putting into listing this house? And the same is absolutely true for buyers as well. Before, buyer's agents would say, well, you know, don't worry.
Okay, I'm going to stop it there. Okay. I heard a real estate lady commenting on this. Okay. Now that a buyer's fee and a seller's fee during a home real estate transaction are separate or whatever, or the ruling.
Right.
Now a buyer can say to the seller, hey, why do I need to pay that real estate agent fee? Can you think of another industry where a shipper might say, what are we paying you for?
Yeah.
Why are you taking half? Right. You're not moving the car. Now, we are entering a world where I think more of these questions are going to get asked. Just like we look backward, look at the 50s. I mean, you could basically own a home and have 6 kids and just work at the assembly line. Now, I'm not trying to be unfair, but that was true.
Right.
Not today. God, no.
Right.
There's no way. Because things, technology, anyways... We're now, I think, entering into an era where we're going to start looking at all of these different microtransactions and what are we paying for? Just like, look at car buyers. Now they walk into the dealership and they know way more than they used to.
Oh, yeah.
And they make demands. And now there's rules. Cars rule is this new ruling. Anyways, I don't know what happens here. And I think if you're a broker, this is what, like, so I'm sure a couple brokers just jumped out of their chair and thought, what is Jay saying? What I'm saying is, I still believe that brokers serve a purpose. But if you're a broker, you're charging a lot, and you can't explain that you've done a lot, this could become a thing.
Mm.
There we go. Good. Counterpoint. All right. All right, we talked about it. Let's keep going. I like your reaction. That was like the best reaction ever.
Yeah.
I don't have a dog in this fight. I'm just reporting the news. Oh, that's right. Welcome to Auto Transport, where you can do whatever you want. Even though I've rebranded the show, this still applies. In fact, let's talk about carrier business for a second. One of the reasons why I was forced to open up the ecosystem and content of Auto Transport Intel is because there's not enough carriers focused on running a business. And there are almost no associations that want to talk about it the way I want to talk about it. Many of the associations have just become clubs where, I don't know. I don't actually know what they do. So being alone on a raft with a bunch of information, I went ahead and changed Auto Transport Intel to ATI Auto Business. And now we're going to talk industry logistics, because it is such a crazy free-for-all when it comes to carriers. Shoot, half the people that used to watch this channel are out of business. Yeah. Right?
Right.
One of the reasons I don't even charge for my dispatcher training series is most of the people that have taken it don't work in dispatch anymore.
Right.
There's a reason for that. I don't know. We'll cover that on another show. Oh, hey, here we go. I don't think there's any sound. Or I turned it off. Yeah. So, speaking of, you know, this is a weird video. Watch that. Yeah. What?
Wow.
Wait a second.
Oh, my.
Let's re-roll that.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
They hit the red truck. Right.
I don't know. That
is the craziest shit ever.
What?
How's that guy even alive?
I can't believe he's not wearing flip flops.
I
can't believe it.
That so he hit a bridge is what you're saying.
I guess he hit a bridge. Why is he in the? I don't understand this video at all.
That is crazy.
Crazy.
Like, how is that person even alive? Because, I mean, the whole front is missing. It had to gone someplace.
Crazy.
That's insane.
I know.
And, I mean, that dude has shit his pants at least three times.
Unreal. It's unreal.
It is. Okay. I don't even think you could, you know, fake that one.
I know.
No wonder the guy was recording it beside him, because he's sitting there going, I can't believe that either.
Right?
Oh my god.
Right, when he hit record, what is he doing?
Could you imagine driving by that?
Holy moly, that's nuts. That the live chat is silent. They can't
that's
believe
just crazy.
It. Oh, I think that was the video. Man, cyber trucks are everywhere right now, even on rollovers. I don't share a lot of, you know, we used to do flip of the week and stuff on the show I did with Brian. And I think those other cars were on there, Tesla.
Uh-huh.
But he's got two cyber trucks loaded. I can see two there. Anyways. This is pretty cool. I just got this. Jay, you mentioned using central dispatch for transportation versus going through a broker. How do we get set up using that? Yes, you're welcome, central dispatch. I got them another user. That's right.
What is this person?
So this person is, a new service provider that already moves units but is growing.
Gotcha.
And rather than hiring a broker, they want to post the loads themselves.
Gotcha.
And they want to know. Yeah, essentially they're going to be a broker. They're going to sign up as a broker.
Yeah.
And they're going to be moving many units. So, one of the things that I've been saying, not necessarily usually live, but if you want to get some leads, you might check out ATI Auto Business. Something you can do. You don't have to. I ain't gonna force you. Let's see what's next.
Tell people, get on there if you need, you know, if you have spots for dispatching, get on there, tell people, you know.
I know there's like a couple other logistics shows or something, and that's fine. That's great. But what I think we try to do is try to look at all the different, be the neutral zone, look at the brokers, look at the carriers, look at the tech, right. Look at the dispatch, look at the shippers, consider what the, we even try to consider what the customer's thinking, which isn't easy. But we also know sometimes when they are, well, they're getting lied to from the get-go.
Yeah.
Which is, you know. Let's see. Oh, go to ATIAutobusiness.com. Click contact us. Get the podcast. Cool. There's the ecosystem. So that's it, man. That's a 30-minute show. What I was thinking was, let's try to do a shorter show.
Yeah.
We've been having a lot of interviews lately. And right. I'm loving that.
Yeah.
And I want to keep that going, of course. But I also, I thought...
Hey, and I'm curious, has anybody tried the tax thing? I'm going to try it this weekend. I know Danny did.
So check this out. You know what? So I looked at it.
Yeah.
And I have an S-Corp.
Yeah?
You can't do it if you have an S-Corp.
What if you're not incorporated at all?
And I think you're okay. Here's what it comes down to. When you file your taxes, if you file a Schedule C...
Mm-hmm.
Which I believe is a basic expenses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then you're good. Then you're on your way.
Oh, okay. So you
I don't file a Schedule C anymore because I have an S corp. So there's your first dividing line. There's other dividing lines, and I think too that when you do it, because I think it's a good, great idea.
Yeah.
Especially if you're used to filing your taxes, you know, if you're pretty disorganized, you could run into a snake hole.
Yeah.
If that's a thing. But if you're organized, you file on time every year, I would say go back, look at 2020, this is what I was going to do. Go back and look at 2020, look at 2021, and look at those days. I'll bet you were sick some days and it affected your business.
Oh, yeah, I know I was.
Yeah. You just got to go back and accurately recreate that timeline.
Yeah.
Which... allegedly, you can do, let's say you're in an audit. You can, I've heard, I've read, it's been said, that you can go back, see how the waiver's there, you can go back and recreate timelines, and that's justifiable. Assuming it's true.
For your sickness.
Yeah, assuming you're reflecting the truth, even though you don't, you know, because who wrote down sick in bed today, February 21?
True. I know one of the times it was during Thanksgiving, and we did a show even, and I talked about being sick. So there's my proof for that one. But I was sick multiple times, so.
Yeah, I had almost a week where all I did is watch Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
And I kept trying to come back to my desk and work.
Yeah. Can't.
I couldn't. I had that brain fog.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have that?
This last time when I got it right after Christmas, yeah, it was horrible.
That's crazy.
I had it 3 weeks.
It's like you keep trying to, like, wipe your eyes. Like.
Yeah.
You just can't think. It's weird.
Yeah, I agree.
It's horrible, actually.
Yeah.
If life was like that.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Right? I started thinking, this is what, if you have like severe depression or severe anxiety or, I don't know, psychotic, you know, whatever. Yeah. But this is what it would feel like.
Yeah.
It's messed up. It's really hard to function.
Yeah.
I agree. So, and if you have any questions about what we're talking about, that was the, what was that tax show? What did we do? Self-employed tax credit. It was before the Truckpedia show. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So self-employed tax credit. I'm going to share the link in the live chat. Self-employed self-employed tax credit show. And then there's the link. And basically what you got to do is, and it's in the description too, like what you're going to do is you click on this link.
Yep. And then it verifies your email.
Yeah.
It's and then you got to go in.
Solutions link.
Just yeah. Watch. I know Danny said there's some fees in there. If you're going to do it, make sure you read through the fees to make sure you want to pay that much and that kind of stuff.
Is that right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then I put the link to gigworkersolutions.com and then, you know, the characters that take it.
Yeah. And Danny even talked to him. The guy helped walked him right through everything.
Is that right? He talked to that guy?
Yes. He talked to him direct.
No way. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Matt. Yes. Matt Berger. Yeah. And what was cool when I talked to Matt, like, yeah, he knows the steps.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. Yeah. So awesome. Shout out to Matt and self-employed tax credit and that whole thing, because you can actually, I suppose, I'd love to hear from, if somebody's able to go through the process and get a significant return, we'd love to hear about that. That'd be cool. Really cool. And I did that, you know, we did that for, there was no money exchanged. Because Matt was like, how much are you charging to do this? I said, nah, just do it. This will be cool.
Yeah.
So, that's ATI. We only need a handful of advertisers. We're not looking to get money from everybody. This is as transparent as you get. Put it in the live chat. Ask it in the comments. Share and tell your friends. And, maybe learn a little bit about logistics, or at least, you know, again, I keep thinking of this guy. This guy is a terminal manager and for a big company. And mm-hmm. I wanted to ask him to come on and talk about it. I'm sure the company's going to say no.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, he's going to think, well, you know, what am I going to talk about? Well, for my money, I bet 30 to 60 minutes of just hearing about his day, right?
Yeah.
The carriers, the tech, the shippers, all the chains of command.
Yeah.
Just that notice that don't ask for no rates. Think of all the different policies and procedure and it just being a terminal manager.
Yeah.
Multitask. And as I said in the right, multitask. That's right. Plus you got people running late, you got people asking for favors, you got stuff in the keys are in the wrong bucket.
Ask Candy. That's who we need to talk to, Candy.
Ask Candy. There we go. That's a good idea. That's a great idea. Should bring her back on. So if you know somebody that speaks industry logistics and is trying to explain something to you, or you want to speak industry logistics, or your business and you're in technology and logistics or what have you, let us know. It's ATI Auto Business. It's industry logistics. It's a Thursday show. Now, we don't have a show next Thursday, but we'll be back in 2 weeks. And the plan is in 2 weeks is to redo the Truckpedia show. So we're going to bring Justin back. We're going to bring David back. And actually bring a bunch of other folks to have a big show about industry logistics.
Okay, cool.
That's the plan. So hopefully that works. And if it doesn't work, then it'll just be me and you.
Okay.
Okay. She said okay. That's so cool. All right. What do we say, office?
Goodbye, Sue.
Goodbye, Sue. Thank you so much. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate you. Have a great day. March Madness. Get your picks in. Take care. See ya.
Done.
All right. Got it done. See ya. All right. Bye. See you.